I was wondering if someone could read to me Romans 9, verse 5. Someone can just read that, and someone else read Colossians 1, 15.
Romans chapter 9, verse 5. Whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God bless forever. Amen.
Amen. Colossians 1, 15.
Colossians 1, 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation.
Amen. So, here it is. Absolute deity. The fourth one is absolute power. Meaning that the other three absolutes that I've mentioned are all absolute. And this is seen in four statements. The first one is, verse 3, all things were made by him. And Brother Sam touched a little bit on this. He is the creator and the originator of all things. He is so great that he would conceptualize, just think about this, that he would conceptualize a universe. And here's one of the words that you've heard this morning. God is not limited. Can you imagine that he could conceptualize a universe? When we look at nature, it's a declaration of his absolute wisdom, his absolute power. To think about that, it's mind-boggling. Being a city boy from Brooklyn, when you really come and you look at nature, and you really stop and look at the trees, and you look at the grass, and you look at the sky, and the animals, and to think that all of this was conceptualized and originated by the Son. Absolute power. I remember earlier this year that my daughter had a science project to do. And the teacher, the project was that you had to do something that represented spring and something that represented nature. So we went to the library and looked at books, and her project was how a caterpillar became a butterfly. And she was so amazed that an ugly looking caterpillar would turn into such a beautiful butterfly. But the Son conceptualized all of this. He thought of all of this. He originated all of this. He created all of this. Absolute power. All things were made by him. The second statement. In him was life. This shows that not only is he the creator, the originator, but he is essential. Now, I had a little bit of struggle with this. Because when I looked in the Greek and I looked at some of the writers, they actually didn't have a definition for the word life. And I was struggling to figure out, well, it's hard to find a definition. And one writer even said that the word life eludes definition. I said, what does that mean? So I kept digging, and but the thought that came to me was that when we look at life in nature, there is a shadow of death. When we look at nature, there is the shadow of death. But we look at life in the Word, it's eternal. And once I got that, I understood it. That life in the Word is eternal. No shadow of death. In him was life. He is essential. The third part to bring this to light is the life was the light of men. It says that his life has been manifested. And simply, when you look at the definition of manifested, and if you look at the Webster's dictionary, it means able to be seen. But not only able to be seen, but able to be seen clearly, able to be seen visible, and easy to recognize. This life was the light of men. God, who is light, has come forth in this light. And it's in this light that every believer walks in. The light shines out of darkness. It says, according to Strong's, that this light shined in its widest way possible. The widest way possible, this light shined.